The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. If you are American and female, it's likely you've been acculturated in the notion that clarity emerges after an emotional meltdown. We say, it's okay to cry, and get it all out. Sometimes, the crying and the comforting are even a rite of bonding. Haitians aren't like that. At least, not the ones I know. On my first visit to the island of Lagunave, after a few weeks of pretending to absorb my culture shock with grace, which is to say, making like I didn't mind feeling small and stupid all the time, I tried to confide how lost I felt to a woman who was becoming a good friend. When the tears welled up and my voice broke, she said, "Stop that," which is what people say when you start to cry. Stop that. That made me make up a theory that if the people around me cried over the things I considered worth crying about, there would be so much crying going on that nothing would get done. It's not that Haitians don't cry. Crying is acceptable at funerals, where sometimes it seems to me that the loss of a loved one connects a person to every anguish they've experienced, and the funeral is the context where that can be expressed. At funerals, I've seen people howl with grief while friends support them on both sides, ease them to the ground, and protect them from rocks and dust as they wail and thrash. For as long as it takes, they help them sit up, have a cloth for their face, help them to their feet when they're ready. And the rest of the time, as far as I can tell, crying is taboo. I cried at Richardson's funeral. He was in his 80s, one of the gaunt old men who whiled the afternoons in the shade of a certain tree by the road watching the life of the community pass by. In his last year, he didn't leave the courtyard of his house, which was just down the hill from mine. His cousin helped him from his bed to a blanket outdoors, and I'd visit him in the mornings, bring him a little food. And then one afternoon I came home, and they were washing his body. The church was stifling inside, so I stood on a rock and watched the funeral service through a window. His biography was short. He was a travailleur terre. He worked the earth. I imagined the tall, muscular young man he must have been, the full body swing of the broad hoe again and again against the rocky mountainsides day after day before I was even born. How people say, if you don't pay attention and do well in school, you'll end up to be nothing but a travailleur terre. And the tears started leaking out of me. What's this about? I ask myself. And I think I'm crying for everyone who's died in the year that I was away. Gnarly, sarcastic Eliane, with her grasshopper body and corncob pipe, who sold kerosene and rum from her house on the corner. And Madame Walla, who was young. And, oh no, this is in March of 2010. Who has died since I was here last? About 250,000 people in an earthquake. The son of a woman in the next town who'd run away to Port-au-Prince to find work the week before and was never seen again. A woman with 9 children whose husband disappeared. They told me about the day when 4 coffins were delivered to the courtyard of a single family, how people could hardly comfort that mother because it stank so much you couldn't stand to be anywhere near. I put my cheek on the pebbly cement windowsill of that church and sobbed. Kids came by to stare and laugh. A woman I've always found grumpy and difficult faced them off and snarled at them to disperse. He was her friend, she hissed, and she's sad. I didn't think my tears would quit, but they did. I stepped away from the window, went to sit with some others in the shade of a rock where people always congregate, sopped up my snotty eyes, blew my nose. The conversation went on around me, and soon I was joining in. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.